A Swim Down Memory Lane, a UMass Farewell to Bob.
When you think about this season, when you think about everything we go through, when you think about the process, and the process is every single thing that we do during the year, from the first meeting to the last, from every practice, every single opportunity in the weight room, in the dry room, everything that we do, every time you get on the bus and go to the meet, every time you warm up, every time you warm down, everything that we do, you have to do it together. You have to become one.
She's got the best time right now this season in the Atlantic 10 in the 100 breast at 104.7, over a second better than anybody else right now in the conference.
And she's on pace to break that, Tim. Was only just over 31 seconds in the first two laps. And Staralsik turning for home.
She looks like she might have cooled her jets just a little bit there. She went out really fast for a dual meet. And she'll be close, but it'll she just wanted to make sure she got out for the win more than anything else.
And that she does. A time of 107.21. Second place again goes to the men and women, Megan Nowak. And in third will be Tavis Potter. So it's a 1-2-3 sweep.
The team has come together so well with a tremendous personality and attitude. It has been really fun working with this team in the first few weeks, but they are really ready to get into a meet. At this time of year, we've been 5 full weeks, no meets, so they're really excited, especially when we open up at home. So it's going to be a very good event on Saturday.
Welcome to retirement, Bob. One last hurrah. Here and welcome to day 74 of the podcast. Hi, Bob. We welcome a really great guest today. We are going to welcome one of the current seniors on the team. We welcome Miriam Labib to the podcast. And it was so fun to chat with her and see how she is doing. She is originally from Canada and she is living out her senior year virtually and making the best of the situation, and she had such wonderful memories to share of Bob. And I have to admit that talking to some of the current members of the team have been some of my favorite episodes because it just really takes you into the moment of being back at college and what that entails, even though things look a little different. But she had so much energy and so much life to bring to the podcast. So let's go ahead and dive right in. We welcome Miriam, class of 2021, to the podcast. Thanks for joining us, Miriam.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course, we're glad to have you here. We are celebrating Bob's retirement, and I'd love to hear some of your favorite memories of him.
I have so many, but something that's obviously going to be in the back of my head until I'm a very old person is probably the numerous times he's taken me to two surgeries that I got my freshman year.
Bob was there while you were having your surgeries, and how did that go?
It was honestly such a heartwarming experience. My parents weren't in the surgery environment for me. You know, they weren't there when I woke up. They didn't drive me. So having Bob, who's basically my second dad, with me was just something so heartwarming, and I felt like I was, like, protected. I felt like I had a friend, and I knew that, like, things were going to go well as long as he was by my side.
Yeah, Bob is so good about that kind of stuff because he makes you feel safe.
I know he would be the first person I texted, and I'd be like, Bob, like, this happened or this happened. Like, even if it's like something really dumb, like, I don't know, just something really small, and I just text him as if he's just like my best friend, just because I know that he would answer and like give me a constructive answer. So I really appreciated that about him for sure.
Yeah, and after being coached for so long, he's definitely seen everything.
Absolutely. Oh, and, definitely everything.
Yeah, and even if it is small, but he knows to you it's like big because you're telling him about it. So he thinks it's important, and he's definitely there for you.
Absolutely. Even like with his retirement, he knows that I'll probably text him, you know, the second I get married or the second I get like anything random, I'll just text him. He's like the first person that knows like most of my news.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. But like with Bob, like the atmosphere he creates, like he is that type of coach where you can just go to him for everything.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I definitely, I'm like just thinking about it. There's like so many, you know, so many instances that I've had where I just, and he knows this, if he's listening, you know how many times I've texted you for crazy things and, you know, crazy stories, and it's really fun just being able to have like a friend, but who's also a coach and a mentor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And Bob, that's Bob outside the pool. What about inside the pool? How is he as a coach?
He's great. I mean, I was in the sprint group, so him and I had a lot of, like, tethers, and, like, we did a lot of works with the socks, and he knows how much I love, you know, doing a 50 for time after practices. It was just something that I felt like was the cherry on top for my practices, so he was always there to take my time. You know, there was a couple times where he'd be like, come on, like, you know, not today, but for the most part, he really knew how like much I valued those 50s after practice. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he was able to help me develop as a sprinter. And I'm really proud of like my progress in college. I, you know, dropped a lot of time from high school to college, and none of that would have been possible without him.
Yeah, without him being like such a good coach and pushing you in the right ways.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Even like, you know, he's just like very... He's a very verbal coach. Like, he's very, you know, he's loud and he's fun and he makes us motivated. And I always feel like there's like a crazy good atmosphere on the pool deck, especially when we're doing like lactate practices. Like, he's always like cheering, which is like fun. You don't want to wake up out of bed and like there's just like pitch silent in Boyden. So,
yeah. Oh man, lactate practices. Ooh.
Good times.
Good times. Don't miss them.
I mean, I only miss them because I don't have Boyden right now. But if I had Boyden, I don't know if I would miss them so much.
Right, exactly. And did you have any favorite of his traditions? He was so good about traditions.
Oh, traditions. I really liked how we hiked, like, the first month. Or we either went to hike or we went to the lake. I can't remember the name of it right now, but Puffer's Pond, there you go. We alternated every year, and that was like definitely like a really nice tradition, because at the top we ate Brugger's bagels, which he also made these bracelets.
Yep, we had the bracelets too.
Yeah, probably the same ones. And it was just nice just having that, like, little icebreaker, especially with, like, the new class coming in. And he let me bring my dog my junior year, which was amazing. And my dog was just, like, 4 months at that point. So he was just, like, this little tiny, tiny Australian Shepherd on a swim and dive hike.
Oh, I love that. And with his retirement, any well wishes?
Oh, I'm going to visit you, Bob, every single year until the day I'm no longer on this earth, and I really appreciate everything that you've done for us as a team. I really appreciate everything you've done for me personally. I know that I was like a complicated swimmer, but I really, like, you know, I could write a book about it and how appreciative I am of you, like, being supportive with my physical and mental health. I hope you and Judy have great travels with the new grandchildren, and I really hope that we have a banging season this year, and that you'll be able to watch even through a screen, but you'll be there in spirit.
Yes, absolutely, and spirit. And when things clear up, when we don't have COVID anymore, we'll have a big celebration and we can all be together in person.
Absolutely, and hopefully we can meet his grandchildren one day. We've been getting a lot of pictures of Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be great to, you know, not have to have this crazy restriction from seeing the outside world.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Counting down the days, right?
Absolutely.
Well, this has been so great. Bob, you were there for us for so many years, and we'll be here for you. But thanks for joining us, Miriam.
Thank you.